Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Andaz Apna Apna was one of his favorite films, and every time I was in Bombay, he would call and be like, "Have you met Rajkumar Santoshi?" I'm like, "Anudeep, that's not how Bombay works. I'm not that popular here for me to meet Rajkumar Santoshi just like that." I'm getting a scary feeling in this interview because more and more it's feeling like we didn't have a script and it was just us going bonkers.
Naveen, Anudeep, such a pleasure to have you on Film Companion.
Thank you.
First of all, I think I speak for lots and lots of people when I say thank you to the two of you for giving us so much laughter and just such a dose of good cheer with Jati Ratnalu. It's exactly what all of us need right now. So big thank you for that.
Thank you.
Really, genuinely, I love the film. I had such a good time. Naveen, I want to start with you. I saw a YouTube video, I think that was posted maybe yesterday, and you're in a theater, I think it's Hyderabad. You're standing on top of something, and there are lots of fans milling around.
That's actually America. It looks like Hyderabad.
Oh my God, that's in the States?
That's in fact, right now I am in America. We came here on a tour. We came here on a success tour for the film. A couple of weeks last week. Can you hear me?
No, Naveen, your connection.
I think I lost you guys. Can you hear me? Okay, let me just step out and is it better now? Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, better.
How's it now?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
How about now?
Yes.
This?
But your face is too dark, Naveen. We need some more light.
Okay, let me find... what can I say? America is still bad with internet. Let me just find... I found the best internet spot, but how about now? Huh. How about this? Does this work?
Roshni, what do you think?
Just a second. Huh?
What's the other headroom? Huh?
Does this work?
Now on the floor.
I'm on the floor now. anything to catch this, the network.
Grounded.
Yeah, very grounded actor. Unfazed by the success of Jati Ratnalu. Yeah.
Love it. Okay, let's do it.
So I must say, is this good?
This is good.
Keep going.
Yeah, that's also good for PR. So I was saying what the visuals that you saw on the limousine are actually from America. And that was one of the biggest surprises for me as well, because generally when we did the success tour of the film in India, we saw a lot of crowds and a lot of mobbing and all of that. But here, when we came here, we were like, I think it's going to be like a Wimbledon atmosphere when people are going to just come, just be like, "Hey, I appreciate what you did there," and just leave. But the moment we rolled in, it was like, I don't know, it was massive. And so we went to the East Coast, we went to New York, Jersey, California, and the response was the same everywhere. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what your question was, but that was in America. Yeah.
You know, and in the one I saw, there's somebody, you're talking about how important the success of this film is, and there's somebody in the crowd who says next mega star, and he shouts this, and then everybody goes completely mad. And I want to ask you, Naveen, you've had a long and tough journey, right? So how are you processing this?
It's amazing. I mean, it's like I said in one of the shows as well. I think when I was addressing the audience, this film, the success, the scale of the box office success, this film is more than me now. This is not just about me. This is not just about Anudeep or just the film. This is about, in a way, it's about all of those people who land in Bombay or Hyderabad with dreams to be actors, with dreams to be a part of the film industry. And then, it's never an easy journey unless you get lucky and you get early breaks. So when something like this blows up and to an extent that Jati Ratnalu has done, where it's done phenomenal box office numbers. Usually, you know, when an outsider makes a film or something, you get a limited box office success, and then you get some critical acclaim, and then you're like, okay, he's a good actor, but underrated, you know. But this kind of breaks through all that, and then it sends out a message that, okay, I guess it's time for producers to sort of bet on outside talent as well and get the same massive box office returns that they would otherwise get if they go with the already established stars or you know, someone from within the industry who already comes with like a family legacy, for example. So in that sense, it's very important. In that sense, it's more than me. In that sense, it's more than any of us that finally we have what the trade calls a true blue blockbuster, you know, and then, so now I'm like, hopefully when another Naveen walks into an audition room, he won't have to hear, nahi yaar, koi popular chahiye, you know, or, you know, koi known face chahiye. That's what I used to hear a lot. So unknown faces also can get blockbusters is what I would say. And that's why when you refer to that show, I think what I sense is that people see themselves in me, you know, they because a lot, I was addressing people in America who have come here to do their masters and who are working here for their, you know, on their H-1Bs and stuff. And these are all people that were telling me that that was not really their first dream. You know, it's the whole middle class thing where we kind of settle for something that's not really our dream, you know. So they were like this. So when something like this happens, I guess I'm representing them in some way, or all of us, not Anudeep, me, all of us. So I think that's where the next megastar comment comes from, where you know, they, I don't know, I guess it's their love, or what they probably, what you know, they've owned us, they've owned the film and they've owned the characters and they've owned us as one of their own. You know, well, I guess that
it's wonderful. It's so lovely to see, you know, to see success that isn't necessarily based on legacy or last name or the director of the true blockbuster, what's your day like? I mean, are you just fielding offers all day? What are you going through?
Firstly, I want to thank Naveen, because without Naveen, this film would not have been what it is. Even on the sets, the experience with Naveen, I can't describe in words. So I literally enjoyed the movie shooting and everything. So the success of the movie, yeah, initially we wanted to make a movie where there should be no seriousness, there should be no emotion, no story, everything. We want to take a light-hearted movie where everything, we completely wanted to give audience out and out laughter and laughter.
Yeah.
So I want to thank Nagashan, because for this kind of film, producer has to be so much conviction, because he has to accept the story. And initially we all on the same pace. So we are going to make a serious film. So where there is no logics and everything. So we all got connected to it, and that how it works.
Because we're all equally dumb. So we're,
yes.
So we really related to the subject. We're like, hey, this is my IQ. So.
But you know, I want to understand a little bit about how do you construct a film like this, right? Because you know, like you said, Naveen, people are relating, and that's what the beauty of this film is. Chalo, there's no logic, right? The plot is verging on the absurd, but the characters are so relatable. The emotions that they feel are so relatable. That whole conversation the three of them have about who wore jeans in Jogipet first. I mean, you know, these are people we know. So I'm saying, how much of it was on paper? And how much of it did you guys just improvise while you were on set?
I think a lot of it was on paper, but a lot of it, you know, happened later. You know, once we started discovering the characters, when Anudeep initially narrated the script to me, what drew me to the script is the innocence in the characters and how vulnerable they are. There's no pretense. you know, it is what it is, and they are what they are. And there is a very, very charming quality about all this world that Anudeep has created. Hello? Hello? Hi. Can you hear me?
Again.
Hello? Do I have to move again?
We got you back. There's a charming quality is what you were saying.
Yeah, so there's a very charming quality about the characters, and they're all rooted in that village, in that space. I felt it's very real, you know, although it's exaggerated situations, and there is a certain leap of faith you take in a lot of scenes, but the characters are all very real, and the fact that their IQ is they're not very 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 intelligent, you know. When you see their situations, like when he's in Taj Banjara and he's like, I wish someone calls me right now, and the girl is like, yeah. And so that's who they are. It's so likable, and there is a certain commentary there about life in itself, you know, and that's what drew me to the film. And once we started working on the film, for example, Anudeep, I have to give credit to Anudeep because he kind of gave me the freedom to just let loose, you know. We sat on a lot of scenes. For example, the courtroom scene that you see in the end, that's something we wrote in Taj Banjara. So we sat for hours together, and we were like, "What? How can we make this absurd? How can we make this funny?" Because a lot of it is even the scene where the goon comes to the tea stall, and there's a chase sequence there, and he's threatening the goon on the. None of that was on paper. We just kept rolling, and then I just kept mouthing stuff, and then these guys just had a horrible time in the edit.
You know, that scene in Taj Banjara, it was one of my favorites. The fact that he would say, I've always wanted to say that to somebody, I'll call you back because I'm at Taj Banjara. It's like,
yes.
So specific to something we've all felt at some time, you know. But Anudeep, I want to ask you, how do you construct the chemistry?
Guys, can you hear me? Can I just, sorry, interrupt you for a second? Hello? Hello?
Yeah. You want to move?
I'm so sorry, I lost you, Anupama. I lost you. I just want to move a little bit more. Is this okay?
This is as complex as the movie is.
What can I say? Mr. Joe Biden needs to fix the internet.
Nowadays, everyone in country putting passwords to their Wi-Fi. So,
okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Anupamaji, you are asking something.
Wait, let me find a new position.
Okay, wait, Anudeep, let him find a new place and sit somewhere.
Does this work, guys? Does this work? Can anyone tell me if this works? I'm literally next to the toilet right now.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I mean, it's so far it's good for me. What, are you seeing us? Are you hearing us?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Anudeep, what I want to understand is, how do you create the chemistry that you got between the three characters? You know, that whole scene where he's telling both of them how they're going to get that phone out of the car.
Okay.
What was that in the script? Like, what were the directions you gave them? How did you do it?
Basically, there was nothing in the script. Yeah, when we were shooting, just Navin improvised it totally. And in the dubbing, we added the dialogues completely. Yeah.
that scene outside the den, basically the instruction Anudeep gave me is so you guys are outside the den and you're planning to go in. And that's it. And then we just did what we did. And that's it. Somehow it worked.
That's amazing.
I'm actually scared. I'm getting a scary feeling in this interview because more and more it's feeling like we didn't have a script. And it was just us going bonkers on set. I think if my producer is watching this, he's going to be like, oh my God, I thought these guys told me they had a script.
That's nice. That's absolutely right. Tell me, Anudeep, you said in an interview I read, you said that both you and Navin are very, very tough on comedy. So yes. A scene would only be in the film if it made the two of you laugh. So yes. Did you actually run every scene by Naveen? And then was there sort of a comedy meter, ki this is funny, but this is not funny? Did it go like that?
Definitely, Anupamaji. When I'm shooting, even Naveen and Rahul and Darshi, everyone, we are literally get to know that whether this scene is working or not. On the set only, so when they are enacting, they are acting. So yes, this is working, yes, this is not working. So shall we write another scene or can we go with this? So with their reaction and with their judgment, yeah, I proceeded.
And if they would say this is not working, you dump it there and you create something else.
Definitely, definitely. Because ultimately,
if he found it funny, he would still make us do it. So that's this was a very gut feel. Yeah, no, sorry, go ahead.
Even set assistants and focus pullers are also reciting these dialogues. Mama naval ane problem aithe nenu ellipotha. So everyone in the shooting, they are enjoying the scene. So I get to know that which scene is working and which scene is not working. So
you know, I want a t-shirt that says I'm also a responsible citizen Kane of this country. I think there is a lot of money to be made in Jati Ratnalu merchandise. I suggest you guys begin immediately. Listen.
Yes.
It's good advice. I'm telling you, I would buy it. I would buy it.
Actually, we made Absolutely. It. Actually, made it.
You made it?
There is a Hell and Heaven t-shirt. We will send it to you.
Please do. I want it. You know, Anudeep, from watching the film, right? You know that this is a film made by a person who loves films.
Yes. Thank you.
There's so many moments where you're referencing, where you're in a very affectionate way. You know, love for the movies. Tell me, where did this love affair with the movies begin?
Anupamaji, from Raj Kapoor to Rajkumar Santoshi, I am very much influenced from Hindi movies. So many movies. So I want to pay tribute to my favorite filmmakers and favorite films. So from Madhuri Dixit to each any song or any visual, so I love to pay tribute. So that's how it happens. I read your article that you wrote. It is my homage to all my favorite films. Yeah. So I love to pay tribute to my favorite filmmakers. Yeah. Andaz Apna Apna.
In fact, Anudeep was Andaz Apna Apna was one of his favorite films, and he used to every time I was in Bombay, he would call and be like, "Have you met Rajkumar Santoshi?" I'm like, Anudeep, that's not how Bombay works. I'm not that popular here for me to meet Rajkumar Santoshi just like that. Yeah. So yeah.
You know, speaking about Bombay, I mean, you said in a lot of interviews that auditioning in Bombay can really break you. Was it just a miserable experience being here?
Actually, I loved Bombay. I mean, the miserable part for me came when I had a corporate job, when I had an IT job. That was the miserable part of my life. But the Bombay part, I really enjoyed the whole experience, the whole auditioning, because when I give three, four auditions in a day, I'm still playing 3-4 characters on camera, and so that's how I started looking at it, and I really enjoyed it. But it's very challenging. I've always said this in interviews that it's very challenging from a financial point of view, to keep paying rents, to kind of just keep up with even a basic lifestyle, because auditioning doesn't pay. So the tricky part is to have any kind of day job that pays. I've done all kinds of embarrassing things just to parents. So that's the tricky part, that's the challenging part, but the art part of it, the creative part of it is the most fulfilling you will find in the country. It's something, because it just brings, it's a city that brings together so many passionate people, and to kind of just be around so many passionate people, it is fulfilling for my soul. You know, you wake up and you're like, okay, today we're going to create something. And that's how I see my Bombay journey as, whether it was all the YouTube videos that we made, whether it was the auditions and and finally that led to Chichore. But a lot of people ask me, it was tough, but never ever a dull moment, you know. It's a great, yeah.
Going back to what we talked about earlier, Naveen, that, you know, this does represent, you know, the success of the underdog, the success of the outsider, all of that, right? Tell me, in the last few years in the Hindi film industry, there's been raging debates about nepotism, right? Now, the Telugu film industry is run by a few very powerful families. So do you think that, like, your success, the success of Vijay Devarakonda, is actually chipping away at this, this kind of legacy film business? Do you think that it is encouraging other people who are not from families to come in?
You know, I think this debate, this is only from a trade or a producer distributor perspective, you know, because once the lights go off and the audience buys the ticket and they watch the movie and it's a brilliant film, the audience at no point cares where the actor comes from, you know. It doesn't matter to them because they are so involved in the story that they will watch the film if they like the film. If you entertain them, they will watch, come out, and they will make it a hit. And this is something that I've been telling everyone, that, you know, it's all about the producer or the distributor risking, placing his bets on a certain talent, whether it's an outsider, whether it's an insider. So I've learned in my journey, like, for example, before Jati Ratnalu, I had a film in Telugu called Agent Sai Srinivas Atreya, you know, which was basically like a detective comedy, and from a trade perspective,
it was very successful as well.
Yeah, it was very successful, but from a trade perspective, no one came forward to release the film or buy the film, and only when we did the premiere of the show and that went berserk, that's when we started getting shows and the movie became a hit. But the case in point being, like the industry that you mentioned in Telugu, it's one of the industries where I know that the audience will encourage an outsider for sure if the film is good. You know, it's an industry that creates stars out of nobody for sure. You know, there's been many examples. At the beginning of the interview, you mentioned Megastar, which is a name that is fondly given to Mr. Chiranjeevi Garu, and he's the prime example of someone just being a rank outsider and making it to superstardom. And that's what Vijay and I also realize with our films, that all you need is some producer, to place your bets. Of course, you need to be ready. You know, there's a great line, I think in Ben-Hur, I think it says the metal is ready for the maker's hand. You know, so the metal has to be ready. The metal has to go through all of that in order to be ready. But the maker's hand also has to be ready for the metal. You know, so I think it's a combination of those factors. And once that happens, once the right talent meets the right opportunities and the right projects, I think this whole debate about outsiders, insiders is slowly going to fade away.
Correct. Absolutely. Tell me, I think I've just been told that we have only a few minutes left.
I've waited 15 years for this interview, guys.
Okay, before we end, what can you tell me about Jati Ratnalu 2? I believe it is being scripted.
Naveen, come on.
Jati Ratnalu 2, as you know, if with Jati Ratnalu 1, there is never a script. So I think whenever we all have time, we will just get together and improvise and you will see the sequel. So listen,
I cannot wait. I once again, congratulations. And it's been, it's such a pleasure. You know, it's so lovely when people work hard and, you have these sleeper hits that get everybody talking. And I will be waiting for that t-shirt. Heaven and hell. Citizen Kerala t-shirt.
We'll send it to you, Anupama. And with this interview, we are feeling like we made a Bollywood blockbuster.
That's true. That is true.
Yes. Listen.
It feels like that.
beauty is that you know, we are all thanks I have to say to OTT platforms, as much as I love theaters, but thanks to OTT platforms, we are all now watching all movies, right? Those barriers of language, thanks to the 1-inch tall subtitles, have gone away. And it's such a pleasure to discover artists from across the country. So thank you and good luck, and please keep soaring.
Thank you, Anupama ji. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Also, thank you, Anupama, because I've not. Can you, hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I'll move my position one last time. So you can.
You'll be in the toilet by the time it's over.
I think I wanted to say something really nice to Anupama, but then I've reached the toilet. So excuse my background. I just wanted to thank you as well, because I've noticed this, that you've built this fabulous database of films where you shine the spotlight on films from across the country. And not a lot of people do that. Sometimes we get lost by just the mainstream Bollywood blockbusters. But what you guys at Film Companion do is...
Oh no, you're frozen again.
So a big thumbs up for that.
Can you come back to...
Oh my God, did I not...
I need the praise for
Can
Film Companion.
I need it again. I think I'm going to have to put one leg in the toilet for that.
Please, yeah. Take two.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, this is good. Okay.
Don't good. Miss the training part. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was saying that sometimes the narrative is always about the mainstream Bollywood blockbusters, but what you built at Film Companion, where you shine light on so many beautiful films and so many talents from across the country. So I just wanted to say a big thumbs up for that.
Thank you.
Not a lot of people do. Yeah.
Thank you
very much. I wish Amazon let us do this for longer, but thank you. Thank you very much. This was amazing. Thank you.
We will regroup for Jati Ratnalu too.
Yes.
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 Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Anudeep. Thank you so much.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.